When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Deanna Taylor Heacock opened New Jersey's first refill shop after a 2019 New Year's family resolution to reduce waste. The Good Bottle Shops combine Deanna's passion for low-waste living and her years of experience in the fashion industry. With two stores and counting, at Good Bottle Shops, you'll find a commitment to unique products that help you reduce waste. From the reusable and refillable to containers for household cleaning, laundry, bath, body, and pantry items, the time has truly arrived to change the way we all buy, use, recycle, repeat, and dispose of. Deanna is here to celebrate what we can all easily do in our homes and beyond to make a difference we can feel good about in the world. She is changing the way people shop, getting consumers to think differently about how and why we buy household products. She's already helped thousands to make their homes more sustainable, and she's in my heart. Welcome, Deanna.
Thank you for having me. This is so great.
You are so great. I love this so much. So we know each other from years back in the fashion industry. And so I know what you're made of, but you got to share with me and my listeners about this New Year's resolution. Tell us all about this.
I had been on a quest in 2018 to stop going to the store all the time. I had been home with the kids for a couple of years, and I just found myself going to the store all the time. And so the beginning of 2018, I was like, enough with the trips to Target, to the trips to the drugstore. I had 2.5 hours a day while my daughter was in preschool. And I was like, I'm spending that time going to get dishwashing detergent, you know? And so I was like, I'm going to go to Walmart or Target. I started going to Walmart because I was less tempted to buy stuff. But so I was at Walmart, and I would say I'm only going once a month. So let's take inventory of our house. I'm going once a month. And if we run out of something, tough, it'll be a couple days till the next month, I'm sure. I'll make sure we have enough for the month. And that's how we're going to do our shopping, our non-food shopping.
Right.
So I found myself going to the grocery store once a week and then to Walmart once a month. And I was like, this is great. I don't have to like go out all the time. So it was December, and I was already thinking ahead of like, okay, what are we going to do next year? You know? And by the way, I'd saved so much money by doing that too. I had looked at like what we spent at the big box stores this year versus last year, because I'm a retail nerd and I wanted to like use Excel spreadsheets again.
Numbers girl.
Yes. So I was like, okay, you know, we're spending so much less. This felt so good. So what are we going to do next year? I'm literally in line at Walmart, and my cart is filled with all of the things that we needed that month for our home. Mm-hmm. All of the cleaners, all of the bath and body stuff, anything we used. I mean, I used to buy 3 different types of Swiffer wipes, you know, one for the duster, one for the wet, and one for the dry. It was just like this aha moment. And I looked in my cart, and I'm sure I was inspired by maybe stuff going on in the world and things I was hearing, but I looked at that cart and I was like, every single thing in that cart is single use. I will need it again next month or in a couple months. And I was just like, that's so wasteful, you know, like, I don't know, it just seems so odd. And so that was the moment I was like, ah, that's going to be our next year's New Year's resolution. So January 1, we wrote it on our little chalkboard, reduce waste. And so we went around our house and we just went through all the things that we throw away a lot. We did a little trash audit and we said, okay, what's in here? What are we constantly throwing away? And it was, you know, paper towels, those paper napkins, and, you know, all sorts of stuff. We went through the bathroom and said, okay, what are the things that we're constantly buying and that are just silly single-use things? I went through and I eliminated a lot of things. And I got this book called Zero Waste Home by Bee Johnson, who's like the mother of zero waste.
Bee Johnson, baby. Yeah.
I was so inspired by her book. And it was just like very common sense. And it's like, if you're not aware of it, you just don't think. And then when you are aware of it, you're just like, yes. So I went through our house and I was like, okay, what can we use instead of paper towels? Is there an option? What can we use instead of this? Is there a, you know, I'm sick of picking up these Q-tips off the floor in the bathroom. No, and they never make it into the garbage.
Hallelujah. My teenage daughter's the same way. Can't so, make a waste paper basket with those Q-tips.
Yes. And then like the things that, you know, take my makeup off and, you know, all of those things. I'm like, what can I, you know, I can reuse these, or I can find reusables for many things in our home. And I couldn't believe how many things I found that would just make my life easier. And yes, I could take t-shirts and cut them and use those things too. That's not my lifestyle though, of how I like to do things. I want it to be the same size, and I'm just not very crafty, and I don't sew. So I needed to find these items. So I found a bunch of items and I kind of got into this zero waste kick.
So cool.
That is how the idea for Good Bottle was born, because, you know, once we switched over to reusables, I still had to go to the store and get all of my products, you know?
Yes.
And so that's kind of when my wheels started turning. And I was like, okay, now let's talk about our shampoo. Let's talk about our all-purpose spray, our dishwashing detergent, our dish soap. I get this laundry soap. I used to use Gain. I used Gain my whole life because that's what my mom used. And I just, I don't know, I just always used it. So I had this big jug of Gain and I'm like, where can I go to refill this stuff? And I remember reading in Bee Johnson's book that she would go to like bulk stores and refill shops. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to look up the refill shop where we are, you know, like by us. And I was like, oh, there isn't any, there's none. Let me check out, you know, New York City. And there wasn't any in New York City either. And I was like, oh my gosh, like there were some zero waste stores and there were stores that like, that were upcycled stores that might sell one of the items. But I was just like, I want to like make a dent in this, you know? And like, and I was finding these types of stores in other parts of the country. You know, there was some in California, there was one in Miami. So I was just like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what we need in this town. I live in Maplewood, New Jersey. Everyone says, your idea is so Maplewood. When I started telling people about my idea, they were like, oh my gosh, that's so Maplewood. This is the perfect place to do it.
About Maplewood as a community.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I was like, I know, I feel like it would do well. So from that moment on, once I realized there wasn't one in New Jersey, and this is how I wanted to shop. And I just was reading so much about how our recycling is literally getting sent halfway across the world to other countries. And I was just like, my brain cannot process the stupidity of this.
Right.
Like there's got to be a better way. I got to make this happen. So
for Congress. Yeah. Let me tell you, I think that what I love about your story is what started as self-preservation as a mother, right? How do I find the time to do all the things that I want to do and do it efficiently, came to self-realization where you're like, look at this stuff in my cart, you know, and you changed my life when it came to paper towels. I mean, you really, after being in your stores and getting some of your cloths and things like that, mm-hmm. that I now use in my house, I cannot believe how much paper towels we used. What I want to talk about is a lot of your wisdom. I want to, you know, wring you dry, so to speak, about the wisdom, the things that you understand and that you know, and then we're going to get some hacks from you because we don't all have bottle shops, good bottle shops by us. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And like you said, you did a search, you opened your own because you saw that there was an overwhelming need for that. And mm-hmm. so, you know, self-realization, self, you know, self-preservation, self-realization, self-actualization. You take it to those places. So I wanted to have you on because you taught me so much in such a short amount of time about recycling, generally speaking. So let's talk about what you know about recycling that people don't know. When they're rinsing their little plastic to-go container out and throwing it in their recycle bin and separating their garbage, let's talk to them about what the barriers are after the guy picks it up. And maybe the person that's not rinsing their plastic, they definitely never get a shot at getting it recycled. So tell us like what you know about recycling and what really blew your mind.
Yeah. The biggest thing that blew my mind was according to the EPA, you know, there's always these statistics and I always think who is coming out with these statistics? But according to the EPA, about 9% of the plastic that we put in our recycling is actually getting recycled. That was another big aha moment for me.
Right.
And the reason it's not getting recycled, there's many reasons it doesn't get recycled. Plastic recycling can only be recycled one time. That was another thing that I thought, oh my gosh, like even if I'm doing the Lord's work and recycling it, and it is the lucky 9% that gets recycled, it can't get recycled beyond that. Yeah.
So it's now a double use plastic.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the other thing is to make sure you're doing your best to recycle that plastic properly. So for instance, I never would open up like my dishwashing gel bottle. Think of like Cascade. That's what I used to buy.
Yeah.
Cascade has that little thing on the top that you shoot it into your dishwasher. You need to pry that off, clean it out, and then put it in recycling. Because if it's got all that muck in it, it's not going to get recycled. And that really goes for every one of the things that you put into the recycling.
Yes. If it's dirty, it's not getting recycled.
Yep.
And so you've got to really rinse out your recyclables and then you have a better chance of it actually getting recycled. So those of you who are doing the work, but not doing the work completely or entirely, it's worth less work. So
yeah.
I know that there's plenty of times that I'm like, ugh, I do not feel like rinsing out these to-go containers, you know, and I'll sit them in there. Sometimes I'll even throw them in the dishwasher, to be honest, and then throw them in the recycling bin. But the fact of the matter is I had to start to look after hearing from Deanna. I started to think about what else could I use besides this to-go container? Now, obviously when we're buying stuff from a restaurant, you know, I'm not really at the point where I'm bringing my own plastic here, put my food in this. But that's the plastic I make sure I rinse out. That's the plastic I make sure goes into the recycling bin. And then I try to limit the plastic I'm using at home on an everyday basis, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's another part of it is limiting, you know, finding our alternatives. And on our Instagram page, we have this on our highlights, there's tips. And that's like, I still go to the regular grocery store because I enjoy the process of figuring out what we're going to eat the next week, ordering, you know, going to the store and getting it. And I always will put pictures of when I'm shopping and I'll show you have a choice. There's this item that is sold in this plastic tub. And then another, the same item in a glass jar, you know, and it's glass is easily recyclable. Aluminum is easily recyclable. We don't have a glass and aluminum problem. We have a plastic problem.
Yes. That's right. And plastic, you know, we know, like, let's just talk about some of the statistics you have about plastics in our oceans and the fact that we have to send a lot of our plastics to other countries, like you mentioned, to recycle. Give mm-hmm. us some of the facts on that.
Yeah, there's, you know, they say that there's more plastic in the ocean right now than fish. And that comes in lots of different ways. You know, one of the things I learned as I was getting into this zero waste is that there are these huge islands in our ocean that are just big islands of trash.
Yeah.
And that is because a lot of our recycling is being sent to these other countries. The other countries, once they get them, they have a use for them, but not all of it. And the rest of it gets literally burned. And the burnt, you know, plastic is toxic. It goes up into the air that we breathe. It's just this horrible cycle of over-consuming and over-convenience, you know?
Right. Over-consuming, the consumption of convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true.
Pros is the healthy hair care regimen with your name all over it. Pros is beautiful, customized hair care from shampoo to supplements. It's effective because it's personal. And Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty, using natural ingredients with proven results. They customize every product in your routine. First, Pros starts with a consultation online that covers eating and exercise habits as well as your damage level and hair goals, asking about you as a person. Pros analyze my answers and determine what ingredients should be in my custom blend, giving me my own unique products that focus on my personal hair. I have a pre-shampoo mask, my shampoo, conditioner, and a curl cream to all work with my wavy texture and keep my locks naturally soft, fuller, and stronger. Finding hair care solutions that work for your specific needs can be impossible, and that's why there's Pros. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/inmyheart. That's PROSE.com/inmyheart for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off your first order. Go to pros.com/inmyheart today. You're worth it. In order for your body to fight against whatever life throws your way, your immune system has to be at the ready. That's why we're hearing so much about probiotics, especially now, because your gut houses the lion's share of your immune system. Just Thrive is a probiotic that's different, and here's why. Their proprietary strands are designed by nature to withstand extreme temperatures, and they can even be sprinkled into any food or drink. Just Thrive requires no special encapsulation and no refrigeration. Just Thrive's breakthrough award-winning probiotic is proven to turn your gut into an antioxidant factory, meaning it's maximum immune, digestive, and total body health support. It's also vegan-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, histamine-free, and non-GMO. Just Thrive probiotics are extensively studied and backed by human clinical research and award-winning power that's perfect for the whole family. Get 15% off Just Thrive probiotic when you go to justthrive.com and use the promo code INMYHEART at checkout. It's for a limited time. Get 15% off when you go to JustThriveHealth.com and use the code INMYHEART at checkout. Get 15% off at justthrivehealth.com using the promo code INMYHEART, because a healthy gut is truly the gateway to feeling your best. Now back to my show.
We know that recycling can save you thousands of dollars. I mean, you talk about the money that you saved. You've talked about it a few times in your first year of discovery. And we know it saves our planet, but we also know that money gets people's attention. Although the planet, thank God, is starting to really get people's attention with global warming and things like that. But can you talk to us about how much money you saved your first year? Because I think after converting your home, talking about the savings is a good way to get people's attention.
This was before I started refilling. And this was the year that I was going to the store once a month. And this is, it relates to Good Bottle because I have applied that to how I help people shop and refill. But I did save over $10,000. I saved exactly $10,242 that year that I said, no more going to the store. I'm only going once a month. Forget it. If you need something, wait.
That's so, a memorable family vacation right there.
It is. It is.
Not to mention how many other things, a car. I mean, so many things.
Oh, yeah. And that's, it was simply from me saying, I'm only going to the store once a month to get our household stuff. Yeah. And I'm only buying the things on my list. And so that meant that I couldn't go to the home section in Target and just put things in the cart. Yep. It meant that I couldn't go to the dollar section in Target, and that I had to restrain myself from, like, you know, buying a bunch of stuff. And I have to tell you, it was so freeing. I didn't need this stuff. And half the stuff was crap for my kids that they would play with for a minute and then be like, it broke.
Yeah.
Into the garbage it went. That was that year before I started refilling. And then once we changed to reusables, I have to say, I haven't really, like, figured out that amount of money, but I have not bought. There are things that I just haven't bought since I started the reusables. I haven't bought paper towels.
You got to double the 10,000 to 20. I mean,
yeah, it's got to be.
I'm talking about any laundry detergent and things like that. So Good Bottle opened in September of 2019. The first store was in Maplewood, New Jersey. And we heard about that wonderful community that supported the opening of that store. And then you launched just a year later, you actually launched your own brand of dish soap and hand soap and laundry detergent. That was in January. Now, did you also realize, like you mentioning things like Gain and Cascade, like Gain heavily perfumed laundry detergent. You know, my daughter would probably break out in hives if I used that fragrance on her.
Yeah.
Did you also notice things about chemicals in the products? And did that also change for you as well? And when you were developing your own detergents and things, what were some of the things that you considered?
I mean, our number one mission is it reducing waste? Is it eliminating having to buy something over and over again? Secondly, it's the toxicity in some of these brands that we want to avoid. The lucky thing for us is in this space, opening a refill shop is not that easy because it's not like you can just open up the directory of, well, here's all the brands that refill and will sell you in bulk and also take the containers back so that you don't have the waste. That list of brands is like this big. Okay.
An inch by an inch.
Yes. And so it meant that, I mean, it exists, but you're really just like, okay, this is the brand of blah, blah, blah that we're buying. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I took that list and I did reach out. There's a lot of brands that I reached out to, and that was part of what I missed about fashion. It's like, okay, this brand is so great. They need to like come out with a refill program. And that was really fun. Yes. But it's hard to do that. You know, some people are like, why don't you just get Cascade to sell you? And I'm like, oh my gosh, that would mean them overhauling how they do things. Right. But yes, so we're lucky with that little list of people that sell bulk and take back containers. They are a short list of very non-toxic brands. And that means they're not, you know, they're using essential oils to scent things or they're not scenting it. Right. And it's just a lot cleaner of ingredients. And I found a supplier for our hand soap, dish soap, and laundry detergent that is literally doing the Lord's work. I mean, they work with me on the fragrances that we want and the consistency, which is very important because we have very special pumps that we use. And then they send it to us in 30-gallon barrels, basically. And we get the barrels inside and then they take back the barrels. So I don't have waste. So like that to me, it's, you know, supporting a circular economy. And those are the brands that we want to support. Not 100% of our brands are circular, but the ones that we sell the most of that we would have the most waste with are circular. So that is an added bonus with what we do.
You really emerged as a leader. So I just want you guys to know. So in 2019, she opened her first store. 2020, she got her own line of bottled, you know, dish soaps and laundry detergents going. And then by 2021, she opened her second location. And I was humbled and honored enough to be at that opening with her. And recently in November of 2021, you always moved to pantry items, and you added Good Bottle Pantry, which included things like olive oil and honey and maple syrup and rice and beans and things like that. So talk about the expansion and why you felt like that was important.
Yeah. So Montclair was our second location, and that was a natural expansion. We had a ton of customers coming from Montclair, and we had even more customers emailing us saying, I'm not driving all the way to Maplewood to refill. So please open a store in Montclair. You know, we got a lot of different requests all over the state, but by far and away, the most requests was for us to open a store in Montclair, New Jersey. It just happened so nicely that there were some storefronts that came open, and, you know, I just have a feeling when I walk into a place, I can't even tell you, but I just found this little place and I was just like, that's it. I didn't even walk in. I just looked through the window and I'm like, that is the cutest little store. That could be our refill shop, you know? And I don't know, I just fell in love with it. And it's been amazing. And we love being in the Montclair market. And I love that it's a 20-minute drive from my house. And it's like the perfect amount of time to be in the car and listen to your podcast.
Well, you get me on the way there and the way home. You know, I think what's so interesting about what I love really about your business model is obviously it's conscious. You know, you talk about things like, you know, circular producing. And what I really love about it is this is a retail concept. This is not necessarily an online concept where you're watching the whole world move to online. This is an in-person concept. Come to me, get your refills. Let's talk about the day. It's a very old school kind of concept and feeling of way, like the milkman coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like with the milkman delivering the bottles to the house and that sort of, that sort of ideal and that feeling. I just love that about it. And you really emerged as a leader in the zero waste refill shop community. And so quickly, and you found success within your own community, but also through what I will call a very authentic social media experience, which I want everybody at the end, you're going to tell them all where to follow you and find you, because you give authentic education. You highlight everyday swaps that everyone can use. So you're constantly feeding us with information and wisdom and hacks. So I want you, two things I want to talk about. First, I got to talk to you as an entrepreneur, and we can digress and do it in either order. Mm-hmm. You opened a business 8 months before the pandemic hit. So, and the reason why you found that Montclair location is not only because of your retail expertise, which you do have a long retail, you know, experience behind you, but you also went with your gut. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really important to talk about too. So let's talk a little bit about opening a business, hitting a pandemic, you know, putting a private label collection of, you know, products together, opening a second store. And then I want to talk about how can we pay this forward? If you were to franchise Good Bottle Shop, I know that all these listeners are going to be like, God, I wish there was one in my town. Geez, I want to do that. And so part of this podcast was to also troll the waters, so to speak, and say, who has interest in this? Because we want to hear from you. Because I love your concept, but I live right now, obviously in New York City, it would be too hard for me to drive out to New Jersey. Your two locations are there. Now that I'm here in the Berkshires, like, I've looked for refill options. How do we pay this forward and blow this idea up, work with people like you that are like-minded in communities, and really get this thing really catching on for people? So lots to answer, but take it away, sister.
Well, during the pandemic, you know, like you said, the milkman style, you know, that is quite honestly how we were able to survive the pandemic. You know, in March 2020, we shut our doors and we moved everything online. And we are able to deliver to people's doorsteps, take their empties, refund them for the empties, and then they just do another order. And we just kind of, it's called Good Bottle Loop, and that's how we roll. That was able to keep going after we opened our doors again. And I have to be honest with you, I was very nervous when we opened back up that people wouldn't come in the store, because I thought, okay, there's this virus out there. We're opening in the summer. We're opening the store back up in the summer after everyone's been on lockdown. I don't know if anyone's going to come in. I think they're just going to keep reordering online for Good Bottle Loop. And that is not what happened. People came back in a big way. I think they saw how much waste they were producing over this pandemic and all this thing, you know, everything's back to single use now. And they were like, enough, like, I need to make a difference. I need to, like, you know, reuse some of these things. So that was great. It made me really feel like brick and mortar is not dead, because it just needs to change. Is, you know, people are changing. They're still going to the store, and these are the things they want when they go to the store.
Right.
Going with my gut is really how I make basically every decision, whether it's good or bad.
It's your gut after all. You gotta love it either way.
Because, you know, there isn't like the refill shop chain that I'm gonna go to and say, how do they do it? You know, I have my refill shop friends that I consult, and we text each other an email and stuff. there's not a formula for this. So really every decision we make, I make with the team. I have such an amazing team that work in the stores and they totally get it. And they're so into it and they have really high standards. So we just kind of, anytime we come across an issue, we're just like, okay, how do we solve this one? You know? So that
any from a business team.
Yes, exactly. Paying it forward and really thinking about how to grow this, you know, we added food, you know, that was a big call out from people because, I mean, how much olive oil do you go through? A lot, right? And it's just like, it's not even in a plastic. You can buy an olive oil in a glass bottle and it's fine. But when you go through so much, it's just, again, it's the mentality of, well, why not? Why not refill this glass bottle, even though it's highly recyclable? Like that's, you know, something that can be refilled. So we really, you know, I want to add that to our Montclair store. They, you know, customers have been asking for that since we opened. So it's, you know, I wanted to start it in Maplewood first, but so that's really a priority for us this year, but also just moving forward. I love this concept. It is, you know, what we're trying to do is make it to where all of the issues that we come across, I think these are the reasons I can't have five stores because I'm the one doing X, Y, Z. Right. So our big thought is make all of those processes, all those pump issues, you know, there's so many things I know about now that I never thought I would about pumps and, you know, vessels. Yes. And
all that.
What's the consistency it needs to be to go through this spigot, you know, like things yeah. like that. Though once we have a really good handle on stuff like that, I feel like that's the moment that us as a company can kind of like take it to the next level, whatever that is. Yes, totally.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see some franchises of good bottle shops. Let me tell you, over McDonald's any day. You know, that's exactly what we need. We need that type of thing in our neighborhood. And I love that you're going through this process and learning. I remember being a fashion designer and then doing my first fragrance. You know, it was just a whole new world. And then let alone leaving fashion and fragrance and beauty and moving into food, you know, for me, it was just such an exciting learning curve. Now, we can't all go to your shops, even though we want to. We can certainly look into our communities for shops, refill shops, just Google them. If they're there, they're going to come up and go support them. Just think about it. Just the 10, we're going to call it 20, including like laundries, detergents and Windex and all that kind of stuff, refill it, all those plastics. So $20,000 a year, let's just call it one family. Let's time that by just the people on this podcast right now, which are four of us. You can't see people that are listening. Well, we can only get to see two of us, but there are four people on this call. So four of us, that's 40,000. Can you imagine what that means in plastic to the earth? So if you can think about it as saving money and that's your motivation, that's great. But then you can't help but look yourself forward and say, look at all I did to save the earth from these, you know, this waste and this toxicity. So this is the perfect time of year. Forget spring. I love a new year for a clean out, especially after the holidays and you've had all the stuff out and you've had to put it away. It's the perfect time for cleaning out and reorganizing to me as the beginning of each year. Can you share some tips and inspiration with my listeners on the power of purging? And then please give them some of your best hacks. Like I want to talk about the paper towel hacks. And I, after being in your Good Bottle Shop in Montclair, New Jersey, I have no more plastic Tupperware in my house. Every single reuse bottle is glass and I'm not buying them from you right now, but I'm getting it from my spaghetti sauce jar. And
yeah.
I'm getting it from the honey I use because I only buy glass jars and things. So now I'm reusing that glass. So you already turned me around, Garland, and I'm already leaning in, but I'm not refilling yet. I'm buying fragrance free and I don't buy the plastic every time.
Yeah.
I buy the refill pods and I am conscious about things like that. Ziplocs have been a tough thing for me. The paper to try to figure out paper sometimes, but if you put potato chips in that, my kid takes it out and they have a greasy bag or something.
Right.
So, you know, there's some things that we just, you know, a little bit of it is okay. Right. But like really cutting the overuse and the misuse and the overabundance of that convenience is what, and because I found paper towels were really convenient for me, but what you made me take them out of my house totally. you live without paper towels, and you gave me these great reusable cloths that now if I run out of paper towels, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
I almost didn't buy them at all again. I haven't gotten quite there where I still have a couple rolls, but now, I mean, I don't buy 25 rolls of paper towels like I used to.
Right. It's a process.
So that's me. So this is a perfect time of year for cleaning out. Give us some hacks, give us some easy tips, and give us some of the things that we can buy online to help us if we can't get to a refill shop. Take it away.
Totally. So I will say this, you know, it is not an all or nothing thing for sure. And when I started getting into this zero waste idea and community, I found all these people and influencers and different people that I'd start to follow. And I was just like, oh, it's so easy for them. They can sew these things. They can do that, you know, or they live in a, you know, teeny tiny apartment in Brooklyn. And I've got two kids that are begging for LOL dolls, you know, like, I'm just, you know, I just felt like there wasn't a lot of people talking to moms like me and how somebody like I can, you know, make things happen and in my home to be more sustainable. So I do think that's why we resonate, because it is not all or nothing, you know, it's what you can do and the excess, exactly what you said. It's the thought of why, if you can do this, why not do that instead of the wasteful way? So things that I think everyone can do now and items, if you can't refill, I always tell people to do a little mini trash audit. No, that does not mean dump your trash out on the floor and, you know, make a mess. It just means like be aware or take a minute and look inside and be like, what is going on in there? Why I just took this out the other day. What are we filling it with? Yeah. Start in the kitchen and the bathroom is the easiest ones, or your cleaning closet where you clean. Like I said, I was buying 3 different types of Swiffer sweepers. Those are single use. They go straight into the trash and you use them one time. Does me putting a unpaper towel on my Swiffer sweeper, because I still have it, does it work almost as good? I think so. It works just the same for me. And I get to just put it in the laundry, wash it, use it again. So in my opinion, the unpaper towels that we sell were a huge game changer, not just for paper towel use, but for just other things, you know. The other thing is we started using cloth napkins. And you could say, oh, I'll just use my unpaper towels for cloth napkins. But what we did was we just pulled out all the cloth napkins that we had from whatever, like registering for my wedding. Yeah. I'm like, why can't we use these every day? What is the, why are we not using them? Why are they collecting, you know, dust in a cabinet? Let's get them out. And we actually, you know, reuse those. We use them just for dinner. We put them on a napkin ring because it's easy to pull through. You don't have to fold it, throw it on the tray on the dining room table. There you go. We have it. It's all ready for tomorrow. Those were the two biggest things that we did. Other than that, I found in our bathroom, we switched from plastic toothbrushes to bamboo. And that was like a lifestyle change, because now when we go to the dentist, I can tell my kids, like, you're not getting a new toothbrush this time. We're just going to politely say, no, thank you. We have our own, you know, that's part of like what B. Johnson says, when you refusing is the first step of zero waste, the 5 R's. Refuse is huge. And that's us refusing. And also mouthwash tablets and toothpaste tablets. Those are just like, it's like, think of like the big bottle of Scope that we used to buy every month, me and my husband, you know. The mouthwash tablets to me are genius. Some people don't like them because they're the eco-friendly, you know, they're more eco-friendly and they're non-toxic. So they're not as strong, but for what I need, it works. And I'm happy to, you know, be able to not have to buy another plastic bottle. And so those are sold, you know, we sell those, and a lot of different refill shops sell them. If you're ever going to buy something online, search for a refill shop instead, because if you can buy it from a local refill shop, it is literally supporting somebody who is taking those barrels out, you know, putting them back in their spare time. So, you know, that's what I would say.
Yeah, those are all amazing tips. I mean, so the unpaper paper towels are basically, they're recycled, reusable, like compostable washcloths, I kind of call them. And I use them, I grab for them every time I need to wipe off my hands, wipe off the anything instead of a paper towel. And yeah. So I love those. And they come in bulk. They come in a huge, like you get like 100 of them or something in the roll, and you can use them again and again and again and again. So I have them always by my sink, and I always grab for that now before I grab for a paper towel to wipe up a mess or wipe off my hands. The second thing that we do is only cloth napkins in my house as well. And what we do is I have rings with everybody's initial on it.
Love that.
We pull the napkin through the ring, like after breakfast, it's there again for lunch or there again for dinner. So I'm not doing a lot of washing of it. So there's all kinds of tips and hacks and things like that. And, you know, I want to just say that you have refilled over 35,000 bottles, if I'm correct, since opening your store in 2019. That is the effort of one store, then an additional store, one person with a big idea that was like, I want to do better, be better, and I can. And she turned it into a business. So, I mean, you've had a lot of success in the beginning, and you've had to learn a lot of lessons. Do you think this is a business that you'd recommend people getting involved in? And, you know, like, I want you to absolutely tell them about your website and your Instagram handle and where they can find you. But any tips or suggestions for someone who might be interested in a business like this?
Yeah, I totally think that this is an industry that is viable and needs to happen. I think this is the future of how we get our products and the future of how we shop. I would say for anyone getting into this, looking at brands, you know, when we started, we were just buying from any brand that we found out there that would sell to us in bulk. Okay. And like, like I said, most of them are non-toxic and they're, you know, a little bit more high end and quite honestly, more expensive. But
when you're saving all that money
from not buying all the other stuff,
and you're putting it towards something that's healthy for your family and for the earth, like then obviously that works out.
Totally worth it. But of that small list of brands that sell in bulk, not all of them take back the containers. And that was an issue because we were like, okay, well, we're selling a ton of this brand. They don't take back the containers. So what? I've got the plastic waste that now I have to deal with.
Right.
And that, what am I doing? What kind of a refill shop, you know, if I'm just taking the waste on for you, what, that doesn't make sense. So I quickly realized, but I didn't know how fast I would sell some of this stuff. So I was just like, oh, we'll see how that brand sells. And, you know, I'm sure it won't be too bad. But at the end of the day, people wanted to, you know, refill a lot of that brand. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's why I came out with Good Bottle Brand, because I found a supplier that was willing to take back these barrels and take the waste back. You know, to answer your question, anyone getting into this business, really think about circular economy when you start so that you don't have to make the same mistake I did. So that's probably the biggest nugget.
Yeah, well, that's a big nugget. So if you're going to be a refill shop, you can't take on the waste. You got to keep pushing forward to finding partners that are going to recycle. Now, you did talk about A Zero Waste Home by Bee Johnson, and it's so funny because I had forgotten about that book until you mentioned it. And I know Bee Johnson, and not that I had forgotten about you, girl, but I, you know, just to reference her, I think I want to close with referencing her and tell everybody about the 5 R's of zero waste. So she calls it refuse.
Yeah.
Reuse.
Reduce.
Recycle. And rot.
Yes.
So rot is composting. Yeah.
Yep. The rot is composting, which is huge. If anybody is not composting and you can do it, it's life-changing.
So refuse stuff you don't need.
Yep.
Reuse stuff that you do. Reduce the 3 different types of dusters that you're buying or moppers that are single use. Recycle what you can. Clean it, wash it. It's important. You got to wash it out. and then rot it if you can. If you're living in a place that you don't have a lot of bears intruding or something right. like that, or you don't have concrete as your front lawn, but there's even some countertop composting you can be doing. Those are all great things to Google. So Deanna, where can everybody find you? Because you are also a resource of information. And I want, after the podcast, if people have any further questions about this business or getting into this business, I definitely know that you're going to be open to helping them and reaching out to them. So where can people find you and follow you?
Yeah. So we are on Instagram at Good Bottle Refill Shop. We're on Facebook. And we're having a lot of fun right now on TikTok, which has been just a fun outlet for us. So we're on TikTok, all at Good Bottle Refill Shop.
Good Bottle Refill Shop is where you're going to find her. Think about this podcast, you guys. How can you refuse, reuse, reduce, recycle, and rot? Anybody that you want to talk to us about, I know that your business, and it really is a brick and mortar business that I believe in and I love so much, but are there any brands that you can just tip people off to that they can maybe buy, you know, through online shopping right now, or when they're in the store looking for, that you already through your research know we should be supporting?
I have a brand that is going to blow your mind. Okay.
Yeah.
It is called Dip, and it is a shampoo and conditioner bar. It is, you know, when people have used shampoo bars in the past, they might be like, it's not for me. I've done that before. She's changed the game on this whole industry. She made an incredible product. Her name is Kate is the owner. She's just phenomenal. She's a local New Jersey person. I tell people that people love this shampoo and conditioner bar. It's like having the iPhone before you had the iPhone. This is how much she's going to blow up. This is such a great product, and she's such a cool person, and she lives it. She could be selling on Amazon. She could be selling her products in every Target and every Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom. I swear to God, she really believes in the small business, the refill shops. She really believes in getting the word out about these brands that say they're eco-friendly, but yet they're sending pallets wrapped in plastic to the, you know,
yes.
So, you know, she really lives it. So that is that's the big brand that we need to support, because she's really full circle doing the Lord's work.
I love that. So remember, you guys, it's never a zero sum game here. There's always going to be things that we need through technology and convenience, but we have overconsumed ourselves into a hole of trouble. And people like Deanna and the Good Bottle Shop are helping pull us out of it. And we have to also do our own part and lean in at home. So if you think about something today, think about reducing and reusing. And I thank you so much to my guest and friend, Deanna. Always a great strategist for me in the fashion industry, and still a great strategist today for Big Blue. Thank you so much. It's so great having you. This is—
Thank you.
Yeah, I so love it. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. This is In My Heart. Be sure to follow along at I Am Heather T. Don't forget to reuse and recycle, and join us next week for a new episode.